Hello, my name is Julia Widdup, and I'm an interviewer with What Should I Be? If you'd like to get more information about What Should I Be, please visit our website at whatshouldibe.me. We provide complete and free access to a wide variety of interviews spanning many different careers from all over the world. Today, I'm speaking with Kathy Kirk, and she works in the field of applied spirituality. So, Kathy, what is it you do in the field of applied spirituality?
Good morning, Julia. I am constantly reinterpreting events that appear in the physical world and reflecting back how we have created this event through our consciousness, collective and individual. So I'm constantly trying to get people to understand that what they think, what they feel, what they embody in their belief systems is exactly what they're going to realize in the physical dimension, that it is not a mystical airy-fairy. It actually is quantum physics that we are involved in when we're focusing ourselves on any subject.
So does that mean if we watch hours and hours of reporting from Boston, we're...
Well, it depends on how you take it in. In other words, when you are focusing on something negative, if you have the ability to filter that out and see the beauty in it, then it's not going to affect you. But most people haven't developed that capacity to watch a quote negative or contrasting event in the world and then be able to take away the beautiful parts about it. They can't see through the illusion of third dimension. So they're pretty much in it, and they're going to be then busy creating more of those events.
That's what I've been wondering. I've started turning that off because it's just going on and on. And
well, that's really important, Julia, that you noticed that, because your internal guidance system, we are all what I call a godship. We each have that same godship inside of us, and we interpret it through our emotions. So when something isn't feeling good to you, then that means you're busy creating something that you don't want to experience.
Right.
So you need to take your focus off of it and find a happy thought.
Okay. All right. So what is it you do exactly? You coach people or?
Right. Well, let's get clear. What I have taken a lifetime to understand is that I am a consciousness bridge. I'm a light worker. And what does that mean? Well, I have come into this life to anchor light on the planet, anchor love on the planet, and help humans reinterpret what they're doing, how they are actually physically creating the sum of their own reality. And a consciousness bridge is really what I'm actively participating in right now, because most of humanity is still in the third dimension consciousness. They are looking through the eyes of ego, which is exactly what the game was in third dimension. So, but they're so practiced in that those are the neural pathways that they have in their brain. So when you see something bad, then you interpret it as bad, and it's just linear and physical, and that's all you know about it. What's going on planet Earth right now is the evolution of consciousness of mankind. So just as we progress through all the evolutionary stages of being upright and, you know, those kinds of things, this is the next evolutionary stage where we are expanding our consciousness to understand more that we are connected to multi-dimension as well as just in the physical.
Uh-huh.
So I spend a lot of time reinterpreting and a lot of time pointing out to people how that multi-dimension is interfacing in the body, in the world, so that they're becoming more aware that there's way more going on here than what we have limited thinking about. It's kind of like...
What is it you do as a job? I mean, if somebody wanted to be what you are, what would what would that be? Are you a life coach, or what is it?
I do coaching. I do private and group coaching. Uh-huh. I do public speaking. I do lots of blogging. I do lots of social media, because my job is to just keep expanding consciousness, get people to think outside of the box. For example, last year I did a whole year of radio where I brought on the leading edge minds and hearts of our time, because what we're doing right now is kind of reversing the order in which we have created. Mm-hmm. The way the world is right now, we are creating from the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And cut off at the heart. We don't acknowledge the intelligence of the heart. And that is exactly where we're connected into the multi-dimension. Others call it God. I call it the force field. It's the field of infinite possibility. It's all potentiality. It's awareness. It's bridging science and spirituality right now. So when I do this, I do it in any way I possibly can. And mostly I do it by being who I am and speaking the way I speak, because I don't talk like other people. I see through a different lens than other people see things.
And describe a typical day in your work.
Well, the most important thing in my work is to stay connected to the fifth dimension. So when I'm not connected, then I'm going to see everything the same way everyone else does. I'll see it in third dimension. In fact, if you follow me on Facebook, I was out of alignment, as I call it, upon hearing the Boston news the other day. I fell off the log. So I had to use that event, which I call a contrasting event, to clear more in my ego mind so that I could come back and get into alignment in the multi-dimension. So it happens. It's a day-to-day, actually moment-to-moment staying in alignment. And I know that by feeling good. If I feel good, if I feel peaceful, if I feel delightful, all of those things that we think of as good is the neighborhood of God or source mind.
Uh-huh. But how do you get paid to do this? Do you get paid to do this?
You get sponsors to do a radio show. Uh-huh. You have private clients that pay you to help them with their ascension process. You give workshops and classes. Right now I'm conducting a 12-week course in loving yourself unconditionally, because okay. I think that's the major stumbling block for most humanoids on the planet. They think they're not worthy. And so we are really, really erasing the first programming of humankind for the last, let's say, 10,000 years. We are turning it upside down.
So would you say that you're a publisher in a multimedia company, or would that?
Well, I have had to become a publisher, of course. You know, I published 2 books. I publish daily online on my website. Uh-huh. I publish blogs. I publish on Facebook, my page on Facebook. I publish on Twitter. I publish whenever anybody asks me to do a guest blog. So yes. And then of course I became a radio show host, which was, uh-huh. You know, all of it is about getting a broader, higher perspective of thinking, getting people to let go of what they think they know, because everything they thought they knew to be true is not true.
And what type of people sponsor your company?
Well, largely people who understand what's really going on. For example, Whole Foods Market, on my radio show last year in December, I had John Mackey, who's the co-founder and co-creator of Whole Foods Market, and he just published a book called Conscious Capitalism. Mm-hmm. Well, basically, I get to interpret that he's actually bringing in soul, that multidimensional part of ourself, into the business arena. So these are the kinds of things that I bring to the world to show them what it looks like when it's done in a different way, when we're not just operating in our head, but we are integrating head and heart, and ultimately coming from here and letting the mind execute what the heart dictates. Instead of making things happen, we allow things to happen through the force field.
Okay.
There's an infinite intelligence that we're having a lot of inquiry into right now. There's inquiry from the scientific community. There's inquiry from the economic community. There's inquiry from the business community. But there's still the old guard standing watch over media.
Mm-hmm.
And so lots of things that have been peer-reviewed don't get publication. And they're not making it into our schools yet, you know. So this is largely a grassroots evolution, which is the way it's intended to be. And I call it the ordinary hero's journey, because the individual is the one that has to take this knowing inside and allow it to change their own lives. This evolution is only going to happen one human at a time. So then it becomes collective.
And if someone thought that they wanted to try to do what you do, how would they go about setting that up?
Well, first of all, Julia, I don't call it a career. Careers are things that are created from your head, and you know, you decide you're going to be a doctor or you're going to be an accountant. And people usually decide things from their head because it's based on, I'll have this sort of income, I'll be guaranteed a job, that kind of thing. Being a light worker is more of a mission. It's something inside of you that you have to do, and you might do it in the context of being a doctor or being a lawyer or being something in the world. You will always be something in the world, but the mission itself is undeniable. It's like a weed poking up through asphalt. It has to be acknowledged. And that's been, I think that's why I was really intrigued and wanted to be interviewed for What Should I Be? Because usually we're the odd people in the world. We're the ones that see things differently. We're the ones that people have called crazy or lunatics or that spiritual stuff, you know. And what's really cool is once you acknowledge that this is who you are and you have this mission, you get free. But I didn't have that sort of support when I was growing up. And I really wanted to speak to the ones who are, you know, in junior high and high school now who have this knowing, and they are odd man out in so they hide their light under a rock, maybe, or they think there's something wrong with them. And I just wanted to support them in following that mission of your heart, because that's what you came in to do.
But can you give some practical advice about how they can make a living doing this? I mean, how would they pay the rent and stuff?
Well, like I said, many light workers do very, the thing, they do very diverse things.
Uh-huh.
Once you get what your job is to come from your heart, then you could be anything you want, because that's what you will do. You will enlighten that career. But if you don't do your inner work and enlighten and become enlightened and awake first, create your own relationship with multi-dimension and understand how things work on Earth, then you're just going to be another third dimension human doing a lawyer's job or an accountant's job or a grocery store job. But once you do that and allow yourself to become who you really are, then you can choose whatever you want to be. You can be a veterinarian, but you're going to be a really different veterinarian. You could be a soldier, but you're going to be a completely different soldier than the world has seen before, because you come from a higher perspective.
Okay.
So, does that make sense?
Yes, but I'm trying to help people figure out if they want to have a career like yours, and I can't figure out what your career is.
Well, as I stated before, my career is bringing light to the planet. It's not a well-known career. It's a new career because it is called for at this time. So many light workers are doing energy work. They're doing massage therapy. They're doing a lot of speaking. They're doing life coaching. They might even be doing psychology. So you can do your light worker job in any context, but you have to do that connection and that awareness in yourself before you take up.
And if someone wanted to follow in your footsteps and accomplish what you have and get be you, basically, what would they have to do in order to get there to the point where they could make a living at this?
You have to, well, everybody's path is different to their own recognition and acknowledgement of what this is. So that's really the point I want to speak to the young people. You have to acknowledge who you are first, at least to yourself, and the value of what you've come to do. Then do that inner work first. And that, if you go to my website, I have a page of resources, probably 500 books that I read. But it doesn't come about by books. It comes about by personal reflection, personal revelation, understanding that connection, playing with that connection, trusting that connection, and getting to work with it so that you feel it just like you do any other telephone conversation. Mm-hmm. This is you, but it's your greater part of you.
Okay.
So that part of the job has to be attended to first. But everything that you need will come. If you look at my list of resources, those are the things that crossed my path. But everybody's path, if you talk to any light worker, talk to Deepak Chopra, talk to Neil Donald Walsh, talk to Marianne Williamson, talk to any of those people, their path was uniquely their path because they had a blueprint to come in and address a certain demographic of people. So
it depends on, okay.
It's not a formula. That's the thing that the human mind hates the most. There's no formula. There's no degree for this in college. If there was a degree for this, I would probably have, three PhDs at this point because I'm self-taught, self-awoken, self-aware. So the world doesn't acknowledge it, and this is the shift. This is exactly the shift.
So how would what kind of education would someone need to do what you do?
Well, everyone's going to take their own educational path. I ran businesses for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And so I understand the business community. It's not like you're other than the world. You're human in the planet, on the planet, interfacing and interacting with everything in third dimension. So it was critical that I understood business. So I have a degree in business from Cornell University. So, but everything that I did in consciousness was on my own. So you become that because it's sort of like, it's like Jesus, Buddha, Krishna. I mean, they all awoke while they were in the body. It's the same process that we are undertaking collectively now.
So what would you tell a young person? Just go ahead and get any job? And
I would tell them to follow their heart in everything, in absolutely everything, because there's no wrong steps. In other words, if you're following your heart, it feels good. It's going to excite you. It's going to delight you. It's going to feel like, like getting into the right temperature shower. You're going to feel like, so everything that is non-physical, everything that is consciousness is made manifest in the physical. So there's no separation. That's what we're trying to understand. So when it feels good to you, you're on your path.
Okay.
You're on your path.
So what other jobs did you have before you started doing this?
Tons of jobs. I ran a liquor store for 4 years in East Pasadena, and let's see, I did booking for sport fishing boats. I had a successful restaurant in San Diego. I've worked for the libraries. I worked for the Four Seasons in corporate America. Everything I've ever done was sort of understanding how humans wire it up on Earth, understanding human mind consciousness, and then understanding how I see it from God mind.
Uh-huh.
And then reconciling that.
How old were you when you realized you wanted to stop doing all that and do what you're doing now?
Well, first of all, I was never that happy working in a job. Even when I was, like in the liquor stores, I was always self-employed. So I was always self-directed. And so the question is, I think what you're asking is, are you self, which is small s, or are you self-directed, which is capital S? And so the whole journey of every human is to go from self, small self, human mind, ego self directed to God mind directed, and letting the mind just execute things on planet Earth like it knows to do, because it knows the five senses and it knows how to drive a car and we need that, you know. But the tail has wagged the dog way too long. So now we're flipping that around so that the dog is now wagging the tail. That means that you get to choose what thoughts you think. You get to choose what you want to create. You are the master of your life. And it's really a difficult sell to tell people that they have created their entire reality. But we're novices at this. We're Neanderthals at this energy work. And we don't understand that most of the time we're default creating. You asked me, I don't know if we were live at the time, but you asked me about watching all this news coverage of the Boston incident and how that doesn't feel good to you. Well, that's a signal from your God self that your God self is up here experiencing joy and love while your human self is down here exploring negative energy. Mm-hmm. And it didn't feel good because you have a gap going. And when you feel good, you've brought your human mind into alignment with God mind, with your God mind. Mm-hmm. And so you feel good. It feels natural. So the world that we're looking at right now was created out of human mind cut off from God mind. That's why we're looking at what we're looking at right now.
Okay. And did I ask you to describe a typical week in your work?
Well, you asked me about a typical day. So a typical day is obviously the first thing is I jump out of bed and go for a walk, because my connection is the most important thing for me to maintain all day long. Mm-hmm. And so nature does that for me. I'm a natural creature. You're a natural creature. We're all natural creatures. So when I go out there, and it doesn't really matter what season of the year, I feel that connection. And then I do my conscious focusing. I say my gratitudes. I appreciate my non-physical team. We have lots of laughs. They're funny. And they send me cartoons and they talk to me and I talk to them. And then I get about my day. So usually I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm posting a blog. I'm reading through lots of posts that people are putting up, and I'm just tweaking a little bit their perception so that they can look through just a little wider lens. Mm-hmm. at a situation. Hot topics right now are GMOs, and people are worried about their food and things like that. And I know that this unit, their unit, once they can feel the correctness of it, that they will be guided to exactly the right thing that's good for them, because their non-physical self is always in well-being. And well-being is the order of the day. Well-being is the fact that the sun comes up every morning and humans don't have to think about it.
Right.
So it's getting everyone to come back into well-being and stop looking at what's wrong. You know, the more we look at what's wrong, the more we're going to get what's wrong. But the more we look at how elegant this universe is and how elegantly that we are connected with it, we're going to start seeing a new world. And we already are. We already are. There's lots of good stuff going on out there. So remove your eyes and start looking for what you want to see. Start thinking about what you want to see the world become. Become, do that own, your own inner work first, so that whatever you bring to the table is of the highest quality. The highest quality is source, is God, is the force field. That's the highest frequency there is. If you've got your connection going, then you're going to create those kinds of creations in the world, and we're going to start to see a different world.
Yeah. Okay, and a typical week?
Anyway, that's a typical day. I might do an interview like I'm doing today. I might go do a public speaking event, and I get paid for those. Mm-hmm. I would do a class. I would get paid for those. I might do private coaching. I get paid to do that. Typical week, that's a typical week. But the beauty of this is that I get to follow the thing that feels good to me. Mm-hmm. So I make a plan, like I've made a plan with you to speak to you today. Mm-hmm. And we made one last week and it didn't work. So I move very fluidly and I trust that all things are converging for our good. So when something alters or changes, I think this is, I think I'm always on my path. And it's not a great big horrible thing if something changes. It's just a change. And what am I going to discover next? What am I going to learn next? What great thing is coming my way?
Okay.
So that's a typical week.
Okay.
I do everything everybody else does. I love being in the body. I think every single one of us came here at this time because this evolution of mankind, the expansion of consciousness of mankind, is akin to the Super Bowl event of this galaxy. It, everybody wanted to be on the planet. That's why there's 7 billion of us here right now for this huge cosmic event. It's stunning. It's stunning. But this is just the next thing that goes on. And if you understand Earth as a destination of consciousness, so when you, before you're born, you decide where do you want to go next for your soul's evolution, for your next adventure. And everybody wants to go to Earth because you get to have a body. And it is the farthest destination from source there is in consciousness. So it feels like there's no God here. It feels very separate. And it's a game of separation we've been playing, which is now rolling back up. And we're now moving into a consciousness of unity, a consciousness of love.
Okay. Well, thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure.
And I will get back to you.
All right. Thanks, Julia.
Thanks.